If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, in that first reading, what is that theme, or what is that word that keeps popping up over and over again? Did you pick it out? Anybody? Use the word virtue. Use the word virtue. I wish we were reading this in Latin, because that would be even more stark. Because half the words in that first reading would have started with the word vi. This is something interesting that maybe you've never known before. What does the word virtue mean, or where does it come from? The word virtue comes from the word vir, which means man. Man. Man in Latin is vir, V-I-R. And virtue is V-I-R-T-U-E, virtue. So what does it mean to be virtuous? It means to be manly. It means manliness, which means what? What you are created to be. Each one of us is created as a man. Man is the general word for what human beings are. Male and female, he created them. Man. And so to be virtuous means that we are like God originally designed us to be. That's what virtue is. And so what our Lord is calling us to is that path of virtue, and not to veer from that virtue. Not to turn away from that path, and that every moment is an opportunity for us to seek conversion of heart, meaning changing our heart, meaning reverting back to what God originally meant in us as man, both male and female. That's what it means to be virtuous. And to not think that because we've achieved a certain point, because we make it to Mass at certain times, or we pray a certain number of rosaries, or we have these devotions, that we're free from falling. What does it say there in the scripture? It says that if the righteous person turns away, even at the end, why do you think that they should not be justly punished for that? That's the difference between us and the Protestants. Protestants say, once you're saved, you're always saved. You can never do anything to remove yourself from God's love. False. We as Catholics know that. That's why we never say we're saved, and we never say we know we're going to heaven. We will say we hope, and we're working toward that goal. Because we know at any moment we could turn against God, and we're striving in this life to never do so. One of the ways in which we do that is we put our trust not in ourselves and our own ability to turn around, but rather in God's ability to turn us back even should we fall. That's the humility that we need to be Christians. Now in that gospel, what does our Lord speak about? He talks about when we come to the altar, what are we supposed to do? Pray. And when we pray, we're examining ourselves and we say, is there anybody who I have offended? Is that what it says there? False. It doesn't say if there's anybody I've offended that comes to me. It says if you realize you're at the altar and you realize that your brother has something against you, what are you supposed to do? First, leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled to him. That's the virtue that our Lord is really trying to impress in our community here, which is torn apart at this moment. To realize, not just have I done anything wrong to harm anybody or to bring evil into somebody else's life, but is there somebody within my cosmos, within my world, who has something against me? I need to turn first and go be reconciled to that person. Seeing that my brother is struggling and laboring and paining and struggling within themselves, I need to find a way to ameliorate that, to bring healing into their life, which means humbling my own self. That's the most important act of mercy that our Lord is calling us here in Santa Rosa in Lent. If we know that somebody has something against us, first stop. Seek reconciliation there, and then your gift will be accepted and be offered. That's what it means to be a man or a woman of virtue. To get back to that original holiness in which God created us. To be the vir, the man, the woman that God has called us to be. Our Lord today asks us and beseeches us to return back to virtue. In this Mass, put that person in the chalice who maybe has something against you into that chalice. and then ask God for the grace to leave this place and go be reconciled before the next time we meet here at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.